Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Backchat powered by Paywise. Look, I'm going to start with this. If we don't have you sorted out for football season, content, merch, events, all round footy, I don't actually know who will. There is that much going on.
You haven't even said the biggest one yet. You haven't even mentioned the biggest one that we've got you sorted for.
What?
Beer.
Like, I don't know if we could do any more. No. I physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually,
yep.
Don't know if we could offer any more.
We couldn't. And even if we could, we shouldn't because it's too much.
Right. It's not too much. It's never too much. This show is packed to the rafters with
good show
giveaways and events and beer and guests.
We got two of them.
No, we just don't have a third host right now.
If anyone knows Hammett's phone number, please give him a call and just say, Hammett, where are you? Shaycloth on YouTube chat, if you are watching along, get involved in the chat, said, yep, send him a text. So don't know if this person actually has Hammett's number. Right. Perfect. But I did leave the front door open for him so he can just come straight through.
Surely he hasn't gotten carried away with the big win by East Perth. His first game back in the waffle. True. He led the possessions. I saw some social media going around. He had no top on at stages. Like, has he got carried away?
He's a bit carried away. I think he maybe has forgotten about us. Hammer, wherever you are, please come in.
Right.
Love to have you.
You know what to do. Backchat double underscore. That's going bananas at the moment off the back of some of our gather round content. Eddie Betts, shout out, got to be honest.
Shout out Ben Brown.
Your mate Ben Brown. Coming up on the show, Harris Andrews, captain of the Brisbane
that
Lions.
That is so good. Really captain of the footy club, one of the best backmen in the league.
That
thank
is correct.
For coming.
Dean Margetts will join us a little later on as well to break down what is going on with this umpire dissent stuff because it is gone bananas. Alex Pearce has added some fuel to the fire this afternoon in his press conference. Basically just said, umpire didn't know what it was said. Just paid it because he didn't like the sound of it. Like, it is going bananas. So I'm looking forward to having Dean Margetts, umpire of a lot of games of AFL footy, his take on that, what should have happened, what can we do in the future.
The umpire, like, challenge call's been thrown around. Like, is that? Do you think that actually gets up?
No.
We could ask Dean.
We'll ask Dino. We can talk about it with Hammer. But first off the show, Dan, as I said, lots happening, lots going on. I'm very proud and privileged to announce, and if you're listening to this, you may have heard this as a little ad at the start of the show, but to do this organically, the Backchat Ale is live and available across all major platforms. You can buy the Backchat Ale brewed for backmen. Go to shelterbrewing.com.au. You can buy the beer and the merch.
There's merch this time. We wanted to do merch last time. It didn't really happen. This time, and it's bloody good merch. I've just posted the link on YouTube.
I will say, so we if you're a Shelter Footycast consumer as well, this is what I said. Like, if you don't have enough to listen to from us, I don't know. Look, have a look at this merch. It is absolutely
epic,
unbelievable. I am stocked up. I will say, we did do this on the Shelter Footycast, given it's the Shelter Footycast, Backchat Ale brought to you by Shelter. They are flying out the door.
They are.
I will say that.
And there's not. There's not unlimited beer.
No. And once they are done, they are done. Mm-hmm. So you can buy it now for a 10% discount.
No.
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, if we're not doing enough for you, please let us know. We'd love some direct feedback. Backchat Ale at checkout. We'll get you 10% off all of your merch, all of your Backchat Ales over at shelterbrewing.com.au. That will tie into our live derby spectacular.
Yeehaw.
Thursday night at the Leaderville Hotel. Gosh
darn it.
Not this Thursday, next Thursday. April 18th. Yep. We have the Back Chat Ale dropping. We have Mark Reddings and I doing a derby preview. We have special guests. We have special guests. Josh Kennedy.
Whoop.
Matthew Pavlich. I thought, who should we get on? Freo West Coast. Greatest goal kickers of all time for each team? Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
So they'll be in the show. We're going to very much enjoy them. So that's down at the Leaville Hotel. You can jump on. You can get your tickets over at backchatstudios.com.au for those.
Yep.
$20 will get you a pint of Shelter. I've confirmed it's a pint. I've upgraded. It was a can. We're going pint.
Okay, so pint of beer these days is what, 11, 12 bucks?
Depends how good the beer is, and this is very good.
So let's say 13.
We're at the footy, and I reckon they were going for $17 to $19, some of the pint of beer.
Just at a gather round?
So yes. So you're basically paying $1 pint for entry, yep, and then a beer. That's pretty
that
much
is
what you
so
get.
Good.
So that is the Derby special. Tickets are selling fast there as well.
And
so
I tell you what,
get there.
We talked a lot about the Derby preview, like how much is Freo going to win by? I feel like it's just starting to rain in a little bit. Could it be close?
You like what you saw, didn't
I
you?
Love what I saw in the weekend. Only losing by, 35 points or something?
Mate, they were very good. It wasn't 35. It was more than 35. Definitely more than 35. 36. It was 27.
Let's go.
And
Jack Darling.
If those two things aren't good enough for you, the Backchat Ale, the Derby special with Matt Pavlich and Josh Kennedy. Ladies and gentlemen, can I welcome to the podcast Hamish Brayshaw?
Good afternoon.
Wowee, here he is.
Tough around here. Real tough.
Don't we have a spot for you reserved out the front?
Someone's in there, and I parked out the very front of the street, and it's a clear way until after 4:30, and the traffic guy was literally right behind me, just like, I got out of my car and he started beeping me, what are you doing? Like,
actually?
Yeah, legit. Like, beep, beep, beep. Excuse me, what are you doing? You can't
believe
it. Anyway,
I'm alright.
Hello.
Mate, I'd assume you'd be excited about the Backchat Ale now available.
Yeah,
I assume you'd be very
excited.
I've
had headaches all day.
Matt Pavlich and Josh Kennedy are confirmed for our live show at the Leaderville Hotel.
Yep, I'll be there.
You're confirmed.
I'll be there with bells on.
And you've got to buy that weekend.
You've got to buy that weekend, yep. And may or may not be having a world record attempt live.
Oh, I keep forgetting about this. Yeah. We'll be breaking a world record.
Yeah, and by may or may not, it means I'll definitely be attempting.
How many people do you think we need?
I think at this stage, 84.
Okay. I will say that we're pretty close to that amount right now.
That's fine.
Perfect. We'd like more.
We can get staff involved.
We'd like a lot more. So tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your girlfriend, tell your brother.
We are the
mum's in town. Mum will be in town. I'll invite her.
Bring mum along. Bring Mrs. Brayshaw. I've got Deborah.
So far away.
Yeah, sure. I went with Anne. Hammer, we've gone through the top of the show, so I want to get going.
Hey, congrats on the win yesterday. First game back. Good job, mate. Well done.
But the last time you were sighted was topless on social media, so I thought maybe you'd got carried away gather around and taken. No, but you're here.
I'm here. Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Freo Carlton, let's just go through this one. I think we get straight to the issue at hand here. Can we have a look at a bit of the vision, please, Jaden, of the touch ball? No, not that
looks
one.
An awful lot like the Sydney
if we could
game.
Skip the first video,
let's
please.
Watch that, though, Harley.
No. Can we go to the next one, potentially?
It's free.
I've got a bit of inside word about this.
Right,
definitely bounced the face.
So that's been touched, absolutely touched. You can see it deviate. Yep. It was touched. Laura Kane's come out and said that it was touched. This ball was touched. But Hammer, it wouldn't be the first time in an AFL game of football something was missed. Like the umpires get it wrong. Well, I don't mind it. What's the inside info?
It wasn't missed. The officiating umpire nearest the ball said touch play on. And that's why the Freo boys were up in arms.
Correct. And you could see that reaction.
Yeah, it was touch play on and the other umpire deeper in the goal square called it a mark. In that situation, happens quite often, they confer, ball up.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
Because there was a mark, there was a stoppage. So
they could just say, normally what happens, because it was, he got tackled, Andrew tackled him straight away.
Yes, because I saw your brother came out of the stoppage and tackled him.
Yeah, smart. So it was touch play on off the boot. That was the call. And then the other umpire awarded the mark and the umpires didn't confer and talk about it.
Look, Skeeter rolled this out a little bit yesterday and I thought it might have been from you. So I can say exclusive here on Backchat. So they've had a complete mare, the umpires.
Oh, God, yeah.
Missing the touch, I think, is
that's fine.
That was
nothing
that's difficult
that.
To see that.
Yeah, horribly difficult.
It's like we've got this slowed down vision from the goal square or something. Like, it's difficult to find.
Correct.
But if you have two umpires calling different things, that is a ball up every day of
every
the week.
Every day of the week, yep.
So it goes from there, Hammer, into descent, right? Yep. It goes into
Jordan goal. Clark calling himself a fucking idiot.
Right. So I'll tell you this. Fremantle star Jordan Clark has reportedly told the club, and they've doubled down on this morning, that he's called himself a fucking idiot when it was mistaken for umpire dissent in a major twist to an already controversial end of the... So yeah. Joe Briety, the GM of footy, the conversation that we've had with Jordan is that he was frustrated at himself. He's swearing at himself at the point in time, yeah. But obviously from an umpire's point of view, when they're looking at each other, he feels as though it's directed to him. That's where the umpire has paid the dissent free kick.
Did you hear the umpire didn't even have clarity on what he said?
Alex Pierce has come out this afternoon and he said, I chatted to the umpire afterwards and he said, I didn't hear what Clark said either, but he felt like it was in the way he said it. So
just angrily said something.
It's a mare both ways.
If I can just give one more, this is from Michael Pell, who I might add, it's a former AFL umpire. The cross goes against him because he was arrested, who allegedly tampered with votes for the Brownlow. So that's also Michael Pell. The irony in all of this is a tweet from Michael. The irony in all of this is I warned Jordan Clark in a COVID 14v14 nothing game when he was a spoilt little brat and carrying on like he needed to stop abusing umpires. Guess he still hasn't learned. Stinky attitude, and any wonder Geelong were happy to see the back of him. Okay, yeah. Stinky attitude. I'm not sure. Can't be throwing that around. What are we doing here with this dissent stuff? I've got strong views on it.
Yeah, it's incredible. The fact that you've been able to essentially... Well, the game was done, realistically. There was a minute to go.
That's incorrect. No, there was 3 points to go.
Yeah, correct. But like, it's not... If that gets paid, if that doesn't get paid and the game finishes the next minute, it probably goes stoppage, whatever.
Yes.
9 times out of 10, that game finishes there, but there's 1 time out of 10 when Freo can kick it and score and win. They ruin the game completely by... playing that decision.
Yeah, correct.
I don't think it would have impacted. Like, I still think Carlton would have won. It would have gone back to the middle and they wouldn't have been able to score.
Yes.
But you've just robbed them of an opportunity because you think Jordan Clark said something to you. That's like looking at someone who is doing sign language and who has a bit of a frown on their face and say, "That I bet you he's telling me to fuck off." What do you mean?
So they
how the fuck? How do you know that?
My thoughts are, if only the umpire, they're pretty close. We've seen the vision. They're pretty close when it happens. If only umpires wore microphones, which they do. And if only they were recorded, which they do. Are.
Yeah.
So where's the audio? Release the audio. Yeah,
they're not going to release the audio because it would just be Jordan Clark saying, "Fuck you, Jordan."
Guess what, Hammer?
They have released the audio.
We've got the audio.
Wow.
Right? Dan Conn, we're going to go to you for the released audio. What was Jordan Clark saying? Because just remember, Jordan Clark was swearing at himself.
Mm.
So the umpire just felt like it was dissentful, but we don't know what was said. Apparently, can you tell us what was said?
A little inside source. He just said, "Fuck, I love playing with you guys."
"Fuck, you're a good umpire." I love you. You mother.
The thing about I'm just going to play devil's advocate with the fuck you thing. Fucking idiot. What about why would he be calling himself a fucking idiot?
There's no way Jordan Clark called himself a fucking idiot.
No, Hammer. Jordan Clark was the one defending Cottrell when Cottrell took the mark.
I understand. As you know, Hamish, right, umpire dissent or people talking umpires happens on fields. And Correct. It would happen in this moment where there's an umpire calling play on.
I agree.
There is just no way in this world that Jordan Clark was talking to himself. And I've got no problem with that.
I tell myself to fuck off all the time in the game. Like, the amount of times I'm in a midfield stoppage, it happened on the weekend. I pushed a bloke and I was like, fucking nailed it. Pushed him straight out of the way and the ball bounced in his lap. And I'm just like, fuck you, Hammer.
But if he, again, just...
There's no rule against swearing on the field. We might say that.
If they did know it was touch play on, right? Did they know it was touch play on, the boys in defence?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they might have, not straight away.
If Jordan
was dissenting, he probably knew.
We love Jordan Clark.
We do. Friend of the family. Great guy.
I think he's sworn at the umpire, right? And so I'll devil's advocate and say, okay, I don't believe that he swore at himself.
Okay,
you're saying he has, but that's fine, right?
That's fine. Let's just say that he has sworn at the umpire. I still don't think it's true.
There is no way in the world that you can call something when you don't know that it's been said that you feel disrespected because of how it sounded. That is, we are the top level of sport in Australia, the best sport in the world, and an umpire feels like he's been disrespected by something he didn't really hear. We're going to have... Come on now, boys. Spare me.
Could the AFL put him up, the umpire, and like for a presser or something?
I would like to hear.
They're doing so much work. Apparently, this is what the word that's coming out is. They're doing all this umpire training on like understanding the state of the game. That's state of the game decision.
So someone could use the example and said, okay, Will.
Unless he belted you in the face.
Yeah, right. So someone said, okay, Will, what if someone punches someone in the head with a minute to go? Correct.
Yeah, obviously.
What about a push in the bat? It's a good point. So if umpire dissent is a rule, which it is,
yes,
right? But with a minute to go, we want, and this is what I want. I want an umpire to go, you know what? Maybe I can speak to Jordan Clark in a minute's time after the game and go, mate, what you said,
yep.
blah, blah. Maybe we could handle it that way.
Yeah.
But what about a push in the back? That's yep. also a rule.
Yeah, it is a rule. Well, I think...
So what if someone pushes someone in the back with a minute to go? Do you want the umpire to pay it or not?
I'm 26 years old. I've been watching football for... I can remember watching football for about 20 years.
Yes.
And all throughout that time, the amount of times I've been watching a last quarter and the umpire, the commentators, people I'm watching it with, geez, they've put the whistle away. Exactly, perfect. But they don't pay... Minuscule free kicks just go out the door. Unless it's a blatantly obvious free kick, for the longest time, those easy, nothing free kicks have just been, you put the whistle away and let them play.
Now, you're going to leave us to go to training in a little bit. But so we're going to keep moving. But I think there's going to be more to come with this. The AFL has to either release the audio, get the umpire in front of the media, release a statement. I think there's a lot more to come on this. And I love that Alex Pearce has absolutely inflamed the situation by doing his press conference today and said no one heard what was said, including the umpire. Let's keep moving if we can, please, Hamish. Now,
sure.
I think with only 5 minutes to spare, we will come back to the Eagles-Sydney stuff. Harley Reid broke 7 tackles in a game, by the way.
He's going to be beast. Good play. They're still 0-4, just so everyone... I mean, everyone's like hyping him up. How good was that? They'd lost, and they're still 0-4, and I still don't think...
Who they've played, though. Probably the top four so far.
Who? Sydney?
Sydney, GWS.
Bulldogs.
Oh, not Bulldogs.
Brisbane.
Brisbane. Brisbane. No, they didn't play Brisbane. They played...
I didn't play Brisbane.
They played another good team. Okay. Like, just let us play an average to bad team.
Who else
team.
Did they play? Someone throw that out.
Richmond will beat you by 50 points this week.
No. Okay. No, it's at home almost, tipping them.
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide.
That's a good point, Dan.
Yeah. They played good teams.
Very, very good
point. They played teams that they should lose to.
Now, we're going to move into this part because Hamish has to leave after this. We're going to head to Tab Touch Backman of the Year.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So as we come off here and we won't move them around. Sorry, Damo. Now, Tab Touch Backman of the Year. It's hotting up. It's hotting right up.
It's heating up, some may say.
I will say there's been a slight alteration to the algorithm.
Yep.
And when I say slight touch the algorithm, Hamish, you have presented something to the group, which is...
close to an overhaul.
Yeah, what's old mate mind? Beautiful mind.
Beautiful mind, yeah.
Like, you sent it through and I said to you, there's no way you've come up with this.
Yep.
It's incredible. We're not releasing it.
No, we won't. But if anyone can figure it out, oh boy.
I want you to talk us through the process
and
then we'll go into the votes and get us to go and where we are.
Sure. So we had an algorithm for a long-standing time.
Yes.
There wasn't much to it. There wasn't much to it. It was arbitrary, a little bit of arbitration in there, but there wasn't a whole lot to it. There are lots of... I mean, I have never played back, so I'm not one to really talk about it. But looking at the beauty that is defense, there is so much to it.
Yes.
There's multiple factors that incorporate a good defender and that should come into play when talking of the back chat backman of the year.
Yes, thanks to Tab Touch.
Thanks to Tab Touch. That having been said, I felt the algorithm we had didn't do enough justice to the overall well-rounded defender. And so I've made some tweaks. I've thrown a few. It's a multifaceted equation. There's a few things in there. I've put heavier weights on things that I think deserve it. And overall, I feel like it has pumped out an equation that would give me a result that gives you the best backman win, lose, or draw.
It is unbelievable. And I'm not going to say we were taking the piss last year because we certainly were not. And there was a very strict set of rules.
With
Buckley into Harris Andrews as the top two, I think that's obvious.
Yeah, we're onto one. Correct. What we could actually do, we could share your picture of the algorithm and just blur out some of the... Because I want people
right
to
now.
See...
Not right now. I'll tell you what I'll do. What you're looking at is there's a little bit of algebra, there's a bit of trigonometry, there's a bit of everything in there. What I will do is I will rewrite my equation with X's and, you know, with algebra. So you don't know what the...
Great.
So I'll let people see if they can figure it out.
Yeah, great.
So X equals... You got to figure it out.
I like it a lot. So we will be releasing that. But on the back of the algorithm change, Backchat Backman of the Year, thanks to our good friends at Tab Touch.
Oh, yeah.
One vote, Darcy Moore. We really love how he goes about it.
We loved how he went about it.
I'll tell you what, there were some big spoils. We saw him live. He was outstanding. Adelaide Oval, just ripping people to shreds.
Yep. Like and it's in a tight game too. A hotly contested match.
Yeah, correct.
He was real good.
Yeah, really good. When it mattered late as well, took some big marks late against Hawthorn, of course. Two votes. Jacob Wiedering.
I'll tell you what,
is that back-to-back votes for Wiedering?
I think it could be.
Yes, it is.
It could be really good back-to-back votes for old Jacob. Well done.
One vote last week for him, so he's gone to three votes. He's into second place.
Huge.
But can confirm, ladies and gentlemen, moving to the top of the leaderboard as a standalone leader on five votes. Jeez. Harris Andrews.
Harris
yes,
Andrews.
Harris.
Bloody love Harris votes. Andrews.
Well done. Are now, we going back? Are we doing the, like, are you going retrospective to my algorithm or are we sticking with what's already been?
Well, there? We haven't. No, yeah. We haven't.
We could discuss that.
We can talk about that.
Let's see how they compare. Date. Let's see how the sure, players we'll see compare. How they compare. And if it's pretty close, maybe we'll change it.
I feel like we can't redo the whole thing. Of course. We've given the votes.
Yeah, the votes have been given. The votes have been
cast. You like the umpires putting their votes in for the first four rounds and then going, actually, it's the coaches voting and then we're going to have to go. Yep. We're not going to do that.
And Paul Borlase's like, you know, maybe he doesn't get votes again and he's hung
his head. I think our main man, James Borlase from Adelaide, could be a chance to get on a sneaky little.
What if, I'll just flag this here.
Yes.
What if it comes down to the, like, it's a tiebreaker, and someone would have got votes under my algorithm, but not in the first.
Well, no, I think it's I think it's plain and simple. Yep. It was the sure. existing algorithm.
They've changed
the first four, and we're going from now.
Understood. It's like the NBA bringing the 3-point line. You know, records will change.
Yep, Hammer, I know you've got to jump out the door, but before you do that, yep. Hamish, our leader of the Backchat Backman of the Year, for our guest interview, thanks to ID Athletic. Woo. Right. ID Athletic on board this year, boys. Wow. They are absolutely getting around
making
us.
Making our merch.
The merch for the Shelter Drop.
No, they do that too? ID Athletic. Oh, they do everything. Bloody brilliant.
Up the coasters. It's Wharfie time, which I might add, it is Wharfie time.
It is Wharfie time. Strong.
It is brought to you every week by ID Athletic, and they bring to you this week the captain of the Brisbane Lions, the leader of the Backchat Backman of the year, Harris Andrews. Well, I tell you what, in terms of excitement levels, this man right here joining us, Daniel, maybe in the top three guests I want on this show. We haven't done a full episode with him, but we're very happy to be joined here on Backchat Live by the man, the mountain himself, Harris Andrews. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hi, boys. Well, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, very, very great. Good. Now, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but we've given Harris no notice whatsoever. He's jumped on a laptop. He's in the middle of doing weights, which I'm assuming are very
still
heavy.
Still sweating.
Got meetings going on. mate, how was Gather Round? You boys back from Adelaide yet?
Yeah, we got back. We flew back straight after the game. So, I think we got back into Brizzy around 12:15. Obviously nice to get on the board and win one. So, certainly won't take singing the song for granted with the lads. It's always a good time.
Very good.
Sometimes when you don't do it for a few weeks, you seriously miss it.
Yeah, very good. I see Fags looking down on you from above there, mate. Look, I'm assuming this is in your bedroom.
Yeah, he's in my bedroom. And that's a little bit strange, but he's keeping his eye on me, seeing what's going on. I'm in the, it's called a coach's room or something like that. So it's got all the... All the obviously Fags and Craig Starsvich up there, and then you got Roger Merritt, Lee Matthews, Vossie up there. So all the coaches. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing here, but I don't know, they're sitting up on the wall.
This is brilliant. Now, mate, I'm going to lead with this because I'm hoping. Well, we had a couple of things to go over. Love seeing you over here when you played the Dockers. That was a moment for me to remember. Someone in the media, captain of the side, just letting his team. Broke off to the side. Maybe we found out why we lost against Fremantle. I don't know. But and the boys are trying to get into the rooms and warm up and you're coming over and saying hello and telling us how much you love Backchat. We'll get into that in a little bit. But, Harris, as we get you here, as you sit here today, you have just taken the lead in the Backchat Backman of the Year. Thanks to Tab Touch. Give him a round of applause. Really bloody good.
Thank you.
Really good. You sit outright leader. Five votes. You got the three votes this week. Harris, big game. Mate, how's that make you feel?
Very, very exciting. I do understand, though, Will, that it's early on in the season and there's still plenty of work to be done. So, I know. I saw you guys present the medal to Jack Buckley a few weeks ago and, certainly motivated to be in that situation at some stage.
Now, you were last year. You were in the running. You were runner-up by a vote last year. We probably should have reached out, but you were just pipped by Jack. If you can see here, mate, we've got the Jack Buckley medal. So we've got the Brownlow, the Coleman, the Norm Smith, and now we have the Buckley. You're in the running again this year. But did you know you were runner-up last year?
No, I didn't. I knew that obviously Buckley had a great year. He's also one of my favourite defenders as well, getting around the league. But no, I didn't. That's exciting. Well, hopefully this year I can go one better, just like the Lions.
Just checking, was Harris stripped of some votes for kicking a goal? Last year?
Did you kick a goal last year, Harris?
I may or may not have snuck forward for a goal.
Yes. You did.
You were stripped of votes.
Yeah, you
cost yourself the Buckley.
Yes. late in the year. You had the three, but we had to take the votes off of you because you kicked the goal. We have strict rules in place.
My partner Emily screaming at me saying, geez, I'd love to hear your goal song at some stage. And then I've got you guys saying, you know, you lose votes. Won't be going forward anytime soon.
So no more goals, mate.
Yeah, also from last season, I was just having a look, you're averaging 9.6 spoils a game. Mm. This year, down to 8. Okay. Are you looking to maybe try and just boost that up a little bit for us?
Try and get that up a little bit. Try and get towards 10.
Yes, please.
That hasn't come to my mind. I haven't seen that average, but now that you've made me aware, that's absolutely something I'll be going into games with.
Great, correct. We forget that to cross to Fags as well. Maybe that'll help things out. Now, I want you to talk about some of there's a microphone in there. Now, I want to talk about some of your teammates because I love watching your back line play. Jack Payne, Darcy Gardner, Stasevic with the bald head. I really like it. Yep. Talk to us about your back line, mate. Give us a bit of insight. What are the characters down there? How much do you love playing with them?
I love getting out there with those boys. You know, Payne's done an unbelievable job over the last sort of 18 months to cement himself in there. He usually plays on the big dogs. So he's wrestling the big, you know, Tom Hawkins, those sort of guys, gets the job done.
Got some big pipes on him. Jack Payne, he's got some big pipes.
Big, thick boy. He rocked up to the club at that size and he takes the mickey out of us in the weights room, unfortunately. So
no doubt.
It's good to see him get to work. And then guys like Brandon Stasevic, you know, he does an unbelievable job playing on the most dangerous small forwards. He's hard as a cat's head. And, now that he's got the bald nugget, he's running around pretty hard at it. So, love playing with those guys. Dizzy Gardner's the same. He's been actually playing a little bit more forward at times this year, which is disappointing for myself. But, really, you know, he has to go up the other end and try and show them how to do it at times. So, it's a great back line to be a part of. And obviously, you've got some fancy guys up on the – at the top, that play just behind the stoppage, guys like Connor McKenna and Darcy Wilmot, Kitty Coleman, who's obviously out with a knee. But, we've got a really great mix and love getting around those boys.
I have been asking backs when they come on this show about players. Well, one, you love to see back there. So who do you love coming back to help out? But then on the flip side, I've played with some players that you just wouldn't want to see in the back line. And that's with the greatest respect. But some of the greatest players of all time. You would never want down there. Can we give one of each? Who do you love seeing back there, and who would you just prefer just to play their role, maybe kicking goals up the ground?
Yeah, I love seeing Big Oscar McInerney, our ruckman.
Yeah.
He's a big lump of a lad, and he just throws himself in the hole at times. And honestly, the amount of times he saved my bacon by getting in the way of a leading forward or spoiling the ball over the goal line when I'm cooked, he's done a fantastic job. I was going to say Joe Danaher, but he for the second part of your question, but he's actually spent a bit of time in the ruck and has helped me out a couple of times. So yes. I'll go out and say Eric Hipwood.
Yeah.
I'm happy with him being up the other end of the field. Don't need the big Stringwood finding your way down in the D50. You're too good up forward.
I don't think – look, Charlie Cameron, I think you'd probably prefer up the other end. Like he would be one that jumps off the page for me. I mean, he's a tackler, he's a pressure guy, but also a pretty good forward.
Yeah, he does. He does a good job. He comes down occasionally, from time to time between goals, and tries to settle us down as a back six. But you're right. He does his best work in the forward 50.
Now, can we just touch on quickly? One of my top five moments. No, top moments. I can't think of a better one. Let's put it that way. Just trying to get ready for Fox Footy. I'm very distracted. Got the crowd cheering my name, probably cheering Pavs actually. And then I just sense some sort of being next to me, Dan. Like just some sort of colossus.
An aura.
Yes, I felt it. I didn't see it. And it was Harris Andrews, the captain of Brisbane. I thought, something's going on here. He's come to tell us, look, boys, this is what we need. Nah, big back chat fan. How much did I love it? Mate.
I think we got an all caps text message like straight after. Please ask me about Harris Andrews.
Mate, back chat. You're a big fan.
Yeah, our training facility that we come into a couple of times each week is about a 40-minute drive from
Perfect.
Where I live. So podcasts are massive. I'd work my way through the Hamish and Andy podcast. So that's all finished. And then I was sort of poking around trying to figure out what I want to start listening to. And saw some clips from back chat on social media and stuff like that. And actually Alex Witherden once upon a time said to me, oh, I reckon you might like it as a former teammate of mine. And
good.
So I gave it a go and I I think the last couple of weeks I've listened to the Adam Gilchrist one. That's been unreal. It's a couple of really good stories. I'm not a massive cricket guy, but just some of the characters. Listening to the Justin Longmuir the week we were playing Freo, I just thought, I might be able to get some insights here. But it's been good. I've really appreciated it. And obviously, I love anything that's getting around the backman of the league.
I think this tells me we need to get a little bit of merch going Harris Andrews' way. Yeah. We've got back chain owl dropping.
Yes. Right?
I think we could. Hey, I know you're in season, but there's certainly after the season
We've got Backman merch. We'll get it to you for sure.
Yeah, okay, that's something I could definitely get around. Okay,
if you could as well, just like Witho did for you, if you just want to share the love and maybe grab a couple of boys' phones, subscribe to us on their, what's it called, Spotify, devices. YouTube, all of that, that'd be helpful. You saw us on socials. We sort of had some sort of connection with Brisbane on socials just past weekend. in full disclosure, we're just, looking at the phone. Brisbane Lions have asked you to collaborate on a request. Brilliant. So we thought, all right, let's have a look at this. So you've got a couple of nice photos.
Forwards, Charlie Cameron's in there.
Charlie Cameron's.
Looking
at a million bucks. Lockie Neal just strutting through the middle.
Two-time Brownlow medalist.
And then there's you.
Look, that's what Backman, talk us through this photo, Harris. What's happened here?
It's horrendous. Not my finest work. But yeah, I think it's a good representation of what we back stand for. It's nothing really pretty, but the job's getting done. I'm a little bit flat with the club that they've put that up there, I'll be honest. I think maybe Michael Wilson or one of those guys, the photographers from the AFL, took it, and they actually showed me, and I said, hopefully we never see that again. And then they waited until we'd gotten home and we weren't on the plane anymore before they put it up. So yeah, now I'm looking like a bit of a goose, but no, it's good. Good day.
Forward sell memberships, mid sign sponsorships, backs win premierships. What do you reckon about that statement?
Love it. Yeah, I'm all for it. I've always heard the forward sell the memberships and backs win premierships. I've never heard the mids sign the sponsorships. That's definitely
the best. It's where the money is. Like Lockie Neal, all these boys running around the midfield. Good players, clearly. Right, very good players.
Very good. Brownlow medals.
Pay someone, I guess. Mm. But it's not in the back line. That's where the flags are won. So, mate, we're going to leave you to it. You've got a big 4 weeks coming up. I had a bit of a look at this before we jumped on. Melbourne, Geelong, GWS and Gold Coast in the big Q clash over there. Big month of footy. You must be looking forward to it as skipper, getting into those big sides.
Yeah, we are, absolutely. We haven't had the start to the year that we'd wanted. But, I don't know. We're all sort of viewing it as a really good opportunity for us to keep growing and I'm really excited for some of those challenges, and that obviously starts at the MCG on Thursday night. So, yeah, can't wait to get on with it.
Thursday night footy. Friday night footy is always like haircuts. Thursday night is turning into a bit of that. Just my last question. Yep. Who's making sure their hair's looking very good for Thursday night?
Jeez, we got a few of them. Josh Dunkley.
Yep.
He's a week-by-week guy.
Yep.
Dane Zorko, every 7 days sort of thing, he's heading into the barbershop. Yep. And your man... Charlie Cameron as well. He loves to get a fresh do. So certainly wouldn't be any of the backs though. We don't muck around. We'll get a haircut once a month and it'll come when it comes.
Bloody brilliant. Here's what you're aiming for, mate. Just after the premiership, the Jack Buckley medal. You're the leader at the moment. Go well. Thanks for joining us today, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
We love Harris Andrews so much.
Yeah, we bloody do. Don't worry about that. ID Athletic bringing us Harris Andrews. If you need custom team wear, if you need screen printing, if you need embroidery, if you need promo products, you want stuff done for your team, you want stuff done for your school, please hit up idathletic.com to get yourself sorted.
Do you know what? Even, Mark Zuckerberg just has like 20 of the same t-shirt.
Yes.
Then I think that you could just have the same for you. If you want to get your own little just personalized wear to have it around the house. They can do that too.
Yes, absolutely. They bloody do. We love Harris Andrews. Thank you very much. If you could hear our good man who's coming on the show next during that interview, we do apologise. We'll see if we can fix that up in post,
Dean
maybe.
Just hanging out.
Dean Margetts is going to be joining us very, very soon to be chatting all
any
things
second.
Umpire descent.
Thanks to Dean.
Thanks to Dean Margetts will be joining us. Who are you going to say?
ID Athletic.
Yeah, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, thanks to
ID. You've got to say thanks to Dean Margetts. Yeah. Yeah, perfect. We love that. Hey, while we're just sorting ourselves out over here, just a little run through Eagles Sydney. How'd you feel about that game?
Ooh, I was so up and about. I expected to get, last time I watched the Sydney West Coast game, we lost by 200 plus. And this time was different. All of a sudden, we looked competitive. Harley Reid was awesome. The back line was insane. I just, you know, I always thought we're going to lose, but seeing us be pretty competitive. And look, Sydney weren't great.
Do you see there's a problem with like that sentence that just came out of your mouth?
Yeah.
I thought we were always going to lose. We were winning at halftime.
Yeah, but Sydney are too.
You're winning.
Yeah, Sydney are too good. They're always going to come back from that game.
From the sound of the siren, you thought you were going to lose.
Yeah.
That is defeatist.
Yeah. I'm not a West Coast fan. I'm not a West Coast fan. We could win this game.
You are.
Yeah, and it'd be dumb for you to think that you might be able to beat Sydney.
But you're up at halftime.
Still, it doesn't matter. They were never going to win that game. I'm sorry. I'm being a realist.
You're not being a realist. You're just saying things that you don't think, though. You thought they were going to win. You were that excited in the pub we're in. You were watching like, we're a chance here.
Yeah, well, we were a chance. I'm saying,
so stop lying.
In hindsight, there was probably not a chance we're going to win that game. Right, okay? I didn't go in expecting it, so I was pleasantly surprised. Harley Reid was awesome. Backline was awesome. It was just good to feel competitive for at least a half. I'm happy with that.
I think they had a brand of football that fans could get behind. I think if you watch that, you could be actually quite interested in what they did. You could get behind them. You could say, right, we're a competitive side. We're a contested side. We create turnover. Yeah, we don't have the polish going inside 50, but... that's how it goes also. Boys, are we all good to go to get DMO Getz on the line? If I look over here. Okay, very good. DMO Getz, former umpire in the AFL, big friends of the family here at Back Chat. He's going to join us live right now. DMO Getz, thanks to ID Athletic. G'day, mate.
Good afternoon, Will. Have I got the right gear on? He's got
that. I couldn't tell if that was a visor or not, but it's just... But it's not. It's a good hat.
But I want to show my colours and my passion for my team before we get into this controversial session.
You look like an effing idiot, Dino.
That's dissent.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Mate, I don't know if we need to introduce sort of what's happened too much. I'm sure you saw it all. How did you see... I think there's probably two conversations here. There's the touched or the non-touched call, and then there's the dissent.
Yep.
At first, and then there's a bit of stuff being talked about with captain's call and should captains get a challenge on it. So let's get through all of those. Let's start with the touch, non-touch. How did you see that one?
Well, DMO Getz can't see himself at the moment.
I just don't know.
Sorry, mate. It dropped
out.
It dropped out as we went to you. Can you go again? How did you see the touch rule?
Look, the touch is clearly it was touch, but the amount of times a ball glances the bicep and the skin and some hair, it happens probably three or four times. So umpires aren't going to pay or guess on things I don't know. So we've got to pay what we see. The benefit of replays would say it was touched. So we just got to park that one there where it sits. You know, Will, sometimes you get a fingernail. I forward marks it. You need to give me some feedback. We moved on pretty quick.
Hey, Dean, we heard that one umpire called touched play on and the other umpire called it a mark. Can you explain what happens when two umpires have differing opinions? Like, should have they sort of cooperated there? Can the umpire who called it touch play on, like, blow the whistle and stop the game? Like, what happens there?
Has that been confirmed? Now, I've heard rumours about that. The reality would be if a mid-zone umpire sees or hears a touch, then he has to go in and say it was touch ball. It should be a ball up. End of story.
Right.
So we've heard secondhand. That's what happened. Player officiating the contest called touch play on, and then it was paid a mark down the field. That at all times should be it's a ball up, isn't it?
You just come in and I've heard touch. You can't say ball up, no.
Very good. Let's see if we can keep moving now. What's the second one? The dissent, Dino. Now, we've spoken to you on this podcast before about umpire dissent. Should it be game sense? Should there be game feel? The whistle's away. I know how you personally feel about it, but what about this holistically across the AFL? How this has played out? Are you happy, sad? How do you feel about it and how have you seen it?
Well, as far as abuse goes, I remember Monday mornings after a Sunday game at Subi, where you'd probably call me way worse names than that at training. Yes. We know that, don't we?
Yes, Dino, yes. Yes.
We did. Okay, we'll park that now. Look, the best umpires have the best feel. And whilst I'm not saying I was the best umpire by any stretch, but I reckon I had a good feel with managing the moment in the time of the game. And I think most senior umpires could have probably managed that because it's off Broadway. A goal's been kicked. no one's focusing on it, and all of a sudden a whistle's blown and all this attention gets drawn to a situation which maybe we could have managed better in that time, in the heat of battle.
Yeah.
Now, Alex Pearce has done a press conference today and said that the umpire nearby said that he didn't hear what was said by Jordan Clark, but it was more of a feel about how he something was said. How does that work with dissent? Like, surely you have to know what they're saying before you can make a call on that.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I can't. I read that today. I can't buy that. If that's happened, there's no way we're paying a free kick for an angry look or an unsettled tone or a feel. It's got to be matter of fact. The law book clearly says obscene, threatening, insulting language to an umpire is a free kick. Now, there's different thresholds and different tipping points for umpires. Now, that umpire might have felt in that moment it was appropriate. I think we could have managed it better if there was three or four players going crazy about a touch ball. Maybe we go, guys, we didn't hear it. Let's just park it, manage it. Cottrell kicks the goal. We move on. There's 40 seconds of a great game to be played out.
I feel like I feel justified, given Dean is an umpire. This is my thoughts. I agree with Dean 1,000%.
Yes. Yep.
You got to feel it. By a few people on social media going off their head on X, one person said to me, okay, if we're going to, you know, on feel in the game, what about if someone gets pushed in the back? You know, if someone can you know, show dissent to an umpire, that's a rule, and so is in the back. So how do umpires differentiate between that in the moment? Because I think that, as devil's advocate to my own position, I think that's not a terrible question.
Look, we just want the warranted free kicks to be paid. I mean, most players and stakeholders can accept we miss things. It's when we blow the whistle and people look around and go, what's that for, the unwarranted ones? In the context of that game, I think umpires need to have a feel for the moment. And as I said before, Will, and I'm sure you'd agree, the best umpires have the best feel in that. And there's probably worse decisions paid in that game that we're not even talking about, to be fair. But because it's the last moment, the last play, and it involves, you know, a close game, we tend to focus on it a bit more than probably what we need to. But that's the nature of our sport.
Chatting to DMR gets legendary Western Australia.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
An umpire. Now, Dino, we're going to finish with this one. A captain's call. How would that logistically work for an umpire on an AFL field? And you can give me opinion too on whether you think that might happen. But how would that actually work, do you think, from an umpire who's umpiring the game point of view, if a captain could challenge calls?
Yep, I think it can work in the last quarter only. We've seen it work pretty well in the NRL and the NBL. It creates a bit of excitement. You get one call in the last quarter. It can be for whatever, a decision. The captain just goes, Dino, captain's call, we blow time, we go and do the review, and then it creates a bit of excitement potentially, particularly in those close moments. Now, I'm sure Alex Pearce, if he had the chance, he would review that touch, and maybe there's a different outcome. I'd like to see it trialled maybe in the pre-season competition next season to get a feel. Is there an appetite for it? If there is, well, we've changed 666, we've gone to stand rule. Anyone who says you can't tinker with the game, that's a nonsense because we've tinkered with it so much already. So why not give it a trial? What's to lose?
Yeah, look,
I like it.
I like Dean on this program, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we got the internet pretty much sorted, Dino. Mate, I know you'll probably jump off this call and go and put your umpiring kit back on to watch probably the news at 6 o'clock. So
it's back on. It's back on. We're doing it again. Look, I defend and love the umpires. Well, you know that. But at the same token, I reckon I like to be very open and honest and sort of put a different perspective on it from a footy feel and a man management perspective.
Brilliant, mate. That's two cherry ripes I owe you now. So we'll hopefully grab you on again soon, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Always happy to be part of the Backchat family.
Oh, look at this. Like, that's bloody brilliant. Thank you, Dean Margetts. Good man. See you later. Bye-bye. Now, Dean Margetts, that was very good. That's insight we didn't have.
Really good. On the challenge, right, the captain's challenge.
Thanks to ID Athletic.
Thanks to ID Athletic, of course.
They should not say them.
I reckon they should bring that in, and I would just love to see, like, because you know in cricket, right, when you've got the person who wants to do the, what's it called, the review?
Yes.
The wicket review.
Yes.
You'd have other players pleading with their captain.
And they would be backman.
Please, please
and
call
they would
them.
Be backman yeah. every day of the week. They would be backman going, I touched that with my fingernail yeah. like a mark.
Please.
Yeah, please.
Please review challenge.
So, yeah, that's what I thought immediately when Dino said, well, it'd be added excitement, you know, in the last quarter.
Yep.
And Alex Pearce definitely would have challenged it.
Yep.
Unless – in the first 10 seconds of the last quarter, one of his backmen's going, I touched that, mate. Like yeah. a mark up on the wing. Challenge it. Call it in. Call it in.
Also, they could use it to ice the game. Like if there's like a late mark in 50, your captain just calls it just to put off the other player. I don't know. It could make things very interesting.
Very good. Absolutely love that. Thanks to ID Athletic, Dave Margetts, a man with lots of experience in the umpiring realm.
400, you get to 400 games?
May have.
He'd be up there. He'd yes. be up there.
I don't often know players' games numbers, and I don't have Dane's in front of me. I certainly aren't carrying that around in my Rolodex of things in my brain, which is quite full at the moment. Now, we're going to be jumping around a little bit, Jaden, so I don't know if you'll be able to keep up with us a little bit here, mate, but we're going to go off the back of this one. Look,
I hate to interrupt. Actually, I don't hate it. I've just gone to search for Dean Marquette's games, gone to his Wikipedia page. Not massive. It means, you know.
Please do not show umpire descent here.
Two paragraphs. There's two paragraphs on here.
Don't.
This is the second paragraph.
I will suspend you for umpire descent.
Okay. In May 2022, Margetts appeared on the AFL-centered YouTube channel Backchat, hosted by Will Schofield and Dan Const, to discuss umpiring games at the AFL. That's on the Wikipedia page.
Look
how long the wiki page
brilliant.
Is.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. We've made it.
We've made it.
We're on Wikipedia. Oh, I really enjoy that. You lost a plot.
So good.
So this one came across the desk, boys. And we don't like to I don't like to shine negative light on players. I really don't.
No.
And maybe this isn't a negative one. I'm just showing something that's already in the realm.
Ether.
Yeah, it's already out there.
Yeah.
So we haven't uncovered this. Mm-hmm. This is live. This is a question from one of our great listeners, our audience members, Lewis on Instagram.
Okay.
G'day, gents. Keen to know how this type of gear would be accepted in a footy club within the four walls. Play on or absolute trash? Let's just play the video and okay. then we can break it down.
Oh boy. What about us? What about everything we've been through?
What about trust? You know I never wanted to hurt you.
Oh my god!
I saw Ruby Schleicher on Fox Footy.
Yep.
Right, she was a great guest last night on The Bounce.
Yes,
and she wrapped it up perfectly. And it was Rory, blink twice if yeah. you need some sort of help, mate. Like
I've watched a lot of TikToks that involve Rory.
That's bad.
Okay, that's bad. But it's on brand with all the other stuff they make.
Right.
So. I agree. I wonder how he's going if he doesn't like doing those, or if he's like, babe, please don't make me do it. And she's like, Rory.
Or he's like, hey, babe, I'm in my Bulldogs kit. Should we do a TikTok?
Yeah.
Look.
It's not good, Rory.
Look,
it's not great.
It's
and
not
I think
great.
He knows that. He can't watch that and go, yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know if the club loves it. I will say that.
Right.
If you're going to find, you know, you're a fines master. That's leading fines.
Okay, let's just pretend.
Not only is that leading, it's going in the middle and it's going at the back end. We're putting a triple play of that in fines. Like it is just slathered all over it.
Let's say Josh Rotham, right? Recently playing waffle. Okay, what if Josh Rotham at West Coast Eagles, what if when you were at the club, did a video with his missus and it was a what about us and he's like playing in the waffle.
Yeah.
How do you think that would go down at the club?
Yeah, poorly. So I don't
really
think,
poorly.
I don't think that. So Rory does a bit of golf content. We like that.
Yeah.
We love that. I don't know if the club loved this one, and I can see why. What about the other? What about us? Should be about what about the other VFL players, Rory?
Yeah, they're grinding every single week trying to make it.
That's all I'd got to ask. Now we're taking a little bit of a turn down streets. We don't need to venture down today, Dan, because I don't love doing the you know this person on media said this and
yeah,
this person
yeah, yeah.
against this person.
Yeah.
But something caught my eye on the way home from Gather Round.
Mm.
which we summarised pretty well on Friday. So I don't think we need to go much into Gather Round. Nah. It was a bloody brilliant experience. It needs to stay in Adelaide. Perth couldn't hold that, just so you know. No. There's no, don't Western Australia. Look at it, Western Australia.
I haven't said a thing.
I can see it in your eyes.
I haven't said a thing.
Okay. It should never leave Adelaide.
Yeah, I agree. You should never leave Adelaide. It's great.
He wants Perth should never go.
Basil said he wants Perth to have their own thing.
He wants Coachella, mate.
What else?
Basil wants Coachella. Yeah, he does. I can tell you why. Yeah. I want Coachella. Kane Corns v. Luke Darcy. Now, Kane Corns was involved in a boxing match against Nathan Brown.
Grim scenes.
We watched that, mate. And not that fight, that concept. They must have been paid a lot of money. And we spoke to someone over there that knew, and they did get paid a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Because, mate, if you're not a boxer, you don't want to get in a boxing ring and get your head punched in.
No.
Regardless of who you are, what you've done. It's just...
Even if you've dabbled in boxing.
Corey McKernan, friend of the podcast, got knocked out.
Oh, and it looked grim.
Like, if you had a choice and you weren't a part of that profession, I understand if you're a boxer and it's part of the deal. But if you're not, are you choosing to get knocked out or not to get knocked out?
There's no chance I'm stepping in that ring. Like, it's getting my shirt off and I don't have a good rig. Like, anyways.
Anyway, Kane Corns and SEN radio... talent,
yes,
right, has gone on the Triple M Rub. Great show. It's probably my favourite footy show, the Triple M Rub. There's a good mix of laughter. They do analysis, but it's good humour.
Yes,
right. So Kane goes on this show. I would think, let's talk about boxing. Mm-hmm. Let's take the piss out of myself.
Yeah,
think what you might have Kane Corns.
Yeah,
this following little excerpt we've got from an audio perspective is what went on, and then it's I want to speak about it after. Let's have a listen to how it went on the Rub on Saturday afternoon.
Kane, I've been wanting to ask you this question, and I'm not being critical, so please take this the right way. You're a 300-game player, and you've got a special place in the footy community, as you should have for your deeds on the football field. And I feel like the footy community's a golden ticket of people who genuinely have each other's back. But you take a position that is almost unique, where you've been probably more mean-spirited and nasty to people than anyone in the history of our industry. Do you feel like, and that trade obviously gets you paid well, do you feel like that trade is worth it when you sit back after a weekend like that? Is it something that you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it, Darcy. I don't say anything that I don't believe in. I'm not sure what you're referring to in terms of nasty and mean-spirited. If you want to give me some examples, I'm happy to hear them.
I think it's a bit harsh, Darcy. Sorry, you're a bit harsh there.
No, I'm just asking a question that I think, because there's always a role for a shock.
What in particular do you think was nasty and mean-spirited?
Look, I could send you a number of edits, but I think you do take a position.
Go now.
Your commentary on Trent Cotchin, I thought, was particularly nasty. Your commentary on AFL coaches is nasty at times.
You didn't find that humorous. A lot of other people did. Now, I don't think that was nasty and mean-spirited. I thought that was...
But I think there's a view in the community that you've taken an edge that very few people have done before. And I'm not being critical. That's a role you take. And people like Piers Morgan do that in the UK and make a lot of money for it. And there's always a role for a Steve Price in the industry. I'm just wondering whether that trade of being that role, and that's the role that you play, whether you feel when it gets to, you know, the wash of being in a footy community, having people generally uneasy about that, is that something you feel is worth it?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it if I didn't. You would say nasty. I would say outspoken. I would say divisive, possibly. I would say that I've got strong opinions. But at any time, like, you can ring me up and debate them with me if you think it's out of line.
Right. And I've got no history with Kane apart from being positive. I'm asking a question, I think.
Doesn't sound like you're being positive, Duke. I know Kane didn't win the fight the other night, but I think he's won this one.
Kane's,
and I'm on Kane's side. I reckon he's spot on.
Jason Dunstall over the top from the top right.
Rough. Because you know what? If we did like a segment right on Backchat where we interviewed a guest,
mate, if,
and I was going at him.
Harris Andrews couldn't join the show and have a chat, right? And he comes on thinking we're talking about backline stuff, and you start peppering him about this trip that's gone around social media, right?
Yeah. How bad would I feel if you were just like, mate, I don't think you got this one right? And then I've got me v. Harris Andrews v. you. Like that, Darcy, you've had a mare.
Like an absolute mare. He is. And look, again, like I said, like, love or hate Kane Corns, right? I personally like a fair few of his views, But I can also understand how it's divisive. He said it himself. Like, people hate some of it. And that's fair enough.
You don't have to agree with everything he says. Yeah, and he knows that.
Look, I think I copped the Kmart cane corns, which is very good from something. It was very good from me. Yeah, very, very good. And we enjoy that. But I can understand his position. I mean, it's just an opinion, isn't it, some of the stuff he does? And that thing with Trent Cotchin was fucking hilarious.
Yes.
Just so we know.
Yeah.
Like,
that was so tongue-in-cheek.
The point I want to talk about, though, is Luke Darcy has had all day, all week, all month to prepare for that, right? He has ambushed Kane Corns. Kane Corns doesn't know that's coming at all.
Yeah.
And Kane Corns has clipped him straight through covers out of the middle for six. And then they've lost the ball, right, that Luke Darcy's bowled, right? As he's trying to find the ball, he's done a hammy in the crowd while Jason Dunstall's holding him down on the floor. Like, to have your co-host,
because
that was Damien Barrett who was co-hosting.
Yes.
There was Jason Dunstall came over the top. There was someone else on there
Nathan
as well.
Nathan Brown.
Like, I just thought it was poor. I thought it was poor. Really poor form by Luke Darcy. He had an absolute mare. And we didn't get in that clip there. Kane, after having a little bit of time to think about it, again, ambushed, said, mate, I Luke went at him again. Right, came back at him again during this. Went on for like 6 minutes. Came at him again and goes, listen, Darce, I watch a lot of American sports and consume a lot of their content. You would not last 3 years in American media with kicks long down the line, good mark, good contest. Yeah, like, that's what you roll out on a regular basis. Just clipped as you should have, mate. Like, absolutely sucked in.
The other part of that 2 minute clip, Darce spoke for a minute 40. Like, he just kept his question just kept going, because I think he realized, fuck.
He kept saying, oh, I'm not being critical. And then he said, like, in the history of our industry, the most nastiest and denigrating media personality to ever grace out there, but I'm not being critical.
If we're just talking about, like, Darcy as well, I've just seen on Twitter that his son won the Rising Star nom.
Harley Reid hasn't won it.
Harley Reid, right, kicked a goal. Great goal.
Great transition.
Almost.
Great segue.
Almost broke the world record in history of the game for broken tackles. He's done that in his fourth game. He's 16 years old or whatever he is. Darcy's had three marks, kicked three goals. Yeah, good on you, mate. You lost as well. Like, why is he getting rising? What does Harley have to do?
Yeah.
That's rough.
Do you think he's going to get a nomination this year?
By round 24,
At this rate, it says he won't because he hasn't got one.
No, that's right. But you can only win it once, right? So there can't be 23 rookies that play better than him.
Look, we've been doing this show for 3 years. This is episode 150. Yeah. Round of applause. But it wasn't a big
plus
one.
Plus all the guests.
Yeah, this is 150 of this brand.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it for a long time. Mm. I think that's your greatest segue of all time.
Really?
Beating up on a media personality who happens to be the father of the Rising Star nomination this
and then
week.
Beating up on him.
There's nothing wrong with his son. His son looks like a mountain. In 2 years, he's going to be strong.
We have the Darcys and the Dacosses on the show together? All together. We run them on 10 different microphones.
What's happened there? But look, he will get it. There's no chance he doesn't get the Rising Star nom, but I feel like that game, he played so bloody well. What do you have to do?
Very, very good. Tab Touch, wrap up. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. We had a bet.
We did.
Over the weekend. You went to the game. I hosted another show back into Perth, so I couldn't go. You went live at the ground.
Yes.
What was our bet? First goal kicker.
Yep.
At the Port Adelaide game. So if you can remember, this is our third bet with Tab Touch. Our good friends at Tab Touch. Our first bet won. Shock. Adelaide goal. Right? They just kicked it. We won. Went bananas. Yep. Yep. Last week, we did the live stream.
Yes.
And we bet on Fremantle kick first goal. Mm.
Plus something else didn't
and
help.
And neither of them won.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose more.
We're proving that.
Right. This week,
yes.
First goal kicker at the game you were going to be at, Willie Rioli, Todd Marshall, Charlie Dixon. First goal, or if they don't kick it, you get your money back if Port Adelaide kick the goal.
Kick the first, right? It goes out of the middle, goes into Port's forward line. I thought, we're on here. I was telling Jan, giving a nudge, thought we were well and truly on to do it again. Rebound, out of the 50, Essendon go forward, kick a goal. Right, really flat.
It was disappointing.
Super flat.
It was disappointing. So this was on the Friday night.
I screamed into my jumper. It was really
Friday
cold.
Night. Friday night. Check. You know you've lost.
Yeah.
Don't even open the Tab Touch app, which you should need to download, by the way.
Of course.
Well, anyone who got on this bet with us, with Tab Touch, would have been as disappointed.
Yes, because do you know what was even, just like layer upon layer of disappointment? The ball goes up after that first goal. Port get the centre clearance, goes forward to Willie. He kicks a goal.
Within 10 seconds.
Within 10 seconds.
10 seconds of the first goal kick. So that was our winner right there.
That was
there.
The winner, but too bad. It's the second some, goal.
You lose more.
Of course.
Well, if you're an avid listener of the program and if you follow along with Tab Touch and you download the app and you checked on the app, I'll tell you, buddy, what.
Yes.
Tab Touch has awarded it a winner, even though good. It was the first goal.
They've done it anyway.
Buddy, within 10 seconds, it's like the 2 second rule. You drop something on the ground, pick your chip up, you still get to eat it.
You still get to eat it.
That's exactly what's bloody happened.
Great.
Tab Touch has done it.
Clutch.
If you check your accounts and you're on the bet, you bloody win. All right.
That's
like
huge.
I started with this show. I don't know how much we can continue to give to you as our audience. We bloody love you. So does Tab Touch.
Yes.
It's a winning bet.
It's a winning
two
bet.
From three.
Yes. I haven't even checked my account today. I'm going to go check it and celebrate.
I think we have video footage of you at the game, Daniel, if we potentially. That's Essendon kicking the first goal.
Oh, it stopped just before the scream. The people around me, I had this great lady, Essendon supporter, and she's the quintessential, like, 75-year-old lady. Come on, boys. Come on, Jerry. Like, calling them all by their first names. It was brilliant.
So we won the bet.
We won the bet.
Good people at Tab Touch. We appreciate their support and their help along in our journey. If you'd like to download the app, please do.
Yep.
Tab Touch.
Go You've on. Got the touch.
The free confidential support. Call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. You win some, you lose more. Download the Tab Touch app. Now, I would like to move nicely into our Backchat sponsored athletes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, we've had some updates across the weekend and there's a bit we need to get through here. So if you can bear with us, Harris Andrews, of course. Mate, enough said.
Just had him with us.
Enough said. Gets it done as a Brisbane Backchat sponsored player. We actually forgot to tell him that on our interview.
That he was a sponsored player?
Yeah, we need to get him some merch. What course, we should do is get merch to all of these players and get all them all to take photos in them.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably our sponsorship package.
Yeah.
We probably need
I
to do that.
I think we said that early.
Yeah, we probably
we
should
just haven't
do
done it. Nick, that's your job this
that's
week.
That's a great idea. Let's do it.
You've got nothing else to do this week, right?
Nothing.
Okay, great.
Lock me in.
Just handle that. If you could fly around the country. Yeah,
delivering.
And find the home addresses of these players.
Great.
Find them in their sleep, dress them. So when 100%. They wake up.
Yeah. The problem is with our sponsored athletes, so they can change very quickly.
Oh,
as
yeah.
we've learned this year.
So it's a fickle industry.
Yeah,
Melbourne.
It is.
Melbourne. Yeah. Judd McVeigh. Yep. Great player.
Great player.
If I passed him on the street. Don't know if I'd recognize him.
No. And I think we did pass him at the hotel. Yeah. We were at the Playfield and they were staying there.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
You pushed him out of the way to get to get Ben Brown.
Yeah, that's right.
Stepped
Excuse
over
Excuse me,
him.
Mister. Do you know where Ben Brown's coming out?
Look, I know he's not our guy, but I think he might need to become him.
We gotta give some love to another backman.
Jake Lever. He put his head in, said hello to the boys. We're set up in the Melbourne Hotel. He put his head in, what's going on in here? He said, Backchat. He said, I love Backchat.
Yep.
He said, I listen to you every week. I listen to every piece of content. Yep. I'm coming to the Derby preview show.
Of course. He would be,
I'm flying over for that. I'm buying the Backchat ale.
Yes.
All of it, right? I'm
Everything.
On Tab Touch.
Yep.
All of it.
You got the touch.
Right. All of it. Look, we said hello to him and he said hi back.
Yes.
And,
but
we
did
him.
Say.
Like, he's a dour operator. He can't kick.
No.
Dispose of the footy.
Doesn't
he
matter.
Can spoil an intercept mark.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it.
Yeah.
I think he's put his case forward enough that we maybe need to have a reconsider what we're doing at Melbourne.
I think we've got vision of him absolutely cementing his case for us.
All right. Let's have a look. Let's have a little look. Okay.
Ball goes in.
It's a good kick. It's a nice kick. See you later.
Is that the biggest spoil of the year?
My goodness.
That's gone
look
35 metres.
Oh,
yes, and they love it.
Oh, my God. Tom McDonald and Sam May.
Just
look
keep,
at the reactions.
You just keep that
Sam
looping.
May.
Just keep it looping.
Sam May is – just keep it looping for the rest of the show. Turn us off
Bang.
Completely and we just don't show our faces forever and we're just going to play this. You know what? Next week we just play that. This next week, live on Backchat, we just play this spoil over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Do you know what? We can make a 10-hour video for YouTube of just that. Yes.
I reckon we could. But like remix it and get it way shorter.
Yeah, leave one of that gig and we asked him to send a resume in.
Yeah.
That's all he sent in was that.
Just that.
Very good, Nicholas.
That's one of the biggest spoils I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Huge.
I think he wants a piece of the Jack Buckley medal. We did show him that and he was impressed.
Yes.
Alex Pierce, another dominant game from the Moose. Couldn't get him across the line.
Yeah, but then he gets on the mic and he does even more backman things.
Sprays him.
Sprays him.
Sprays the umpire. Says, you don't even know what he said, you dickhead.
I think he actually said
dickhead. You fucking idiot. You fucking idiot. Don't know what he said. Heath Chapman's our boy down there, though.
Yeah.
And Alex has just been minding his place. So he is potentially back this week. But I'd like to say that Pierce has locked his role in.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a skipper.
Well, yeah.
Okay. He's a role player. Right,
are we
locking him in? Which is rare for a captain, but that's what he's doing.
Okay.
A little look at what we're doing at Carlton, just a little squeeze.
Hmm.
I don't know who we have. Sam McConning's not our guy.
No, it's McGovern.
Yeah, correct. It's McGovern.
Geelong.
Right. That is our Geelong guy. Okay, thank you very much. Sam DeConing had 9 spoils and lost 1 1-on-1 contest.
What's happening?
Shock.
What's Geelong doing? So this goes in phases with teams. It would have happened at the like late thousands of Eagles when they all had the same haircut, right? They got the shave, bit of the mullet going.
Sorry, I'm not listening. I'm rattled. I'm just looking at it. I'm not listening. You have to come back to that.
Okay.
You have to repeat that entire sentence because I didn't hear one word you said. Because I'm looking at our back chat back into the year. How many teams in the AFL? 1, 2, 3, 4. How many teams in the AFL?
18, sorry.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yep. So on our list, we're missing 2 teams.
Oh, Carlton.
Adelaide, Brisbane, Collingwood, Essendon, Fremantle. I can see which state. Adelaide, Brisbane, Collingwood, Essendon, Fremantle, Geelong, Gold Coast, GWS, Hawthorne, Melbourne, North Melbourne, Port Adelaide, St Kilda, Sydney, Western Bulldogs, West Coast. We're missing Carlton and... I don't know who else.
Who else are we missing?
I honestly don't know. But Nicholas, don't ever take out players off our list ever again, please. Repeat what you said.
Okay, so back in the late thousands, right? Chad Fletcher, Ashley Hansen.
That's not a sentence. We don't call it that.
Pre-2010. Between 2000 and 2010, you got Ash Hansen, Chad Fletcher. They all had the same haircut.
Yes.
The mullet tipped. They went to Morris Mead, did whatever they did.
Yep. Tipped out mullet.
What's happening with you? They've all got the longish blonde hair with the white.
Yes.
What are they? What's happening over there?
Are they just copying each other?
I don't know. Is it a Geelong thing? You're from Geelong.
There's Tom DeConing. No, there's Sam DeConing.
Yep.
There's Tom Stewart.
Yep.
There's Dempsey.
Blitzarves.
There's Blitzarves. There is also the other young fella that plays in the back line that I'm totally forgetting.
They all
his
look
name.
Exactly the same.
I don't know what's happening.
I get confused because I'm thinking DeConing's kicking a goal.
The other haircut is the Butters Rosie haircut, which is the shaved off sideburns square cut.
Yes.
Which every other child in the AFL is wearing. Right? All the children have that. No one's doing the bold. Like the Stasevich. Yeah. Like the Stasevich, the Chapman, the Schofield. Shave your head. It's a lot easier to bloody say it. That is us done and dusted in that area of the world. Footy tips, thanks to the Elf, for $250 voucher.
This is big. I know people are like, what are you talking about tipping for? This is worth talking about this.
Yes.
Time.
This is just for our patrons. So if you're not a patron and you haven't joined the tipping comp, you can still do that. Sign up as a Patreon over at backchatpodcast.com.au. You can sign up there. Mm. You can get free merch. You can get discounts on stuff. You can get exclusive content,
ad
content.
We give away tickets to games sometimes.
Amazing. But we're not here to sell you that. You can do it if you like. There's a tie at the top of the table. 9 apiece. How many did you get this week?
4.
4?
4 home teams won. I don't know how we determine the home team.
Oh, that's
true.
What's the first team named? Yeah. That's how you do it.
Is that it? Oh, no wonder. Oh, that's right.
How else would you do it?
No clue. I didn't even think about it.
So how did you do it though? How did you?
I just picked the first team.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, right.
So you got 4.
I got 4
because it's gather round.
Yeah, because it's gather round.
Oh, that is so stiff. Mm. Oh, I got 8.
Did you?
Yeah, I got 8.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you win some, you lose more.
Well, yeah, correct. Will L and Tom C drew with 9 and they hit the margin 12 points.
They got the margin right.
So $250 at the Alford Hotel.
Can we just split them? 125 each?
Look, we can't do that, unfortunately.
Why not?
And on a tiebreaker, because the policy and laws of the game say
that
it goes to a tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker is your margin throughout the year.
Right.
It rewards consistency.
Okay.
And Big Willie Style has won it. Will L takes the $250 voucher. Very bloody good. Well done, young fella. Let's move on to fines. We haven't done this for a little bit, and I think we should indulge ourselves in some of the beautiful people that send us a fine. If you want to send us a fine, backchatpodcast.com.au/fines, and you can do it from wherever you are. We're probably not getting enough of these yet, but there's 3 of them today, so let's get into them.
Hey, boys. Not sure if a fine is going to be enough today.
Wow.
Something much bigger is taking place. and that is the integrity sounds of good. The Backchat Backman of the Year Award.
Wow. Oh, boy.
We have Hamish Brayshaw telling us that defenders are getting disqualified for kicking goals.
I'm pausing for
effect. And Will Schofield telling us that defenders are okay to kick goals as long as it's outside of 50. Mm-hmm. Hamish's disqualification of Harris Andrews was from a goal outside 50. I think he deserves the retroactive 3 points and that Jack Buckley should have his medal revoked.
No, no, no.
I would like to think that the integrity of the most important medal in the AFL landscape
yes.
would not be tarnished by the rules not being enforced correctly. Mm. Can't have any Patrick Cripps winning the Brownlow shenanigans going on here. So I would like to be the first to congratulate Harris Andrews on winning the inaugural Harris Andrews Backchat Backman of the Year medal. And I'll have a $10 fine to whichever of you thinks they have fucked it up more. Yours faithfully, Shavi Tapias.
Shavi.
I didn't know it was going to end because every pause for effect, I didn't know. Now, let me tell you, Shavi. Right, let me tell you what we're going to do here. As we've said, the algorithm decides what's going on. And I do know there was some overrules last year with what we were doing. I know that there was some, you know, there was some blights maybe on what went on. But that's just how it goes. And you used a great example, Shavi. Mm. Patrick Cripps did win the Brownlow.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And were we perfect last year? No.
Never.
But did the Jack Buckley medal, coined in his own name, thanks to the Perth Mint, by the way. Mm. Was that given to the person most deserving of the medal that year? Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
He was the best backman of the year. Now, how he got it, sure. We were ironing out some imperfections, okay? And I think we've addressed that today, right?
We talked about it with Harris Andrews as well.
We talked about it with Harris Andrews, and we have a new algorithm in place. Mm. So, look, I understand your worries, but... But be content with the fact that it's all under control here at Backchat Studios, Backchat Podcast. And the Backchat medal will continue to be called the Jack Buckley medal.
Of course.
We'll not be awarding anything retrospectively, not retrogradably or whatever you rolled out, Shavi. And
I will just say as well, this week...
It will be going at staying with Jack Buckley. This but week Harris Andrew leads this one. He has his opportunity this year.
That's right. You can get it. We have learned this week that sometimes, you know, things happen.
You don't always get it right.
Don't always get it right. The umpire didn't call the touch on Aish. Carlton won the game from that.
Yeah. We did learn that this week. Mm. But I also know I'm right all of the time. So that's why we're not changing it. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, g'day, boys. It's Fill Your Boots. Good. And I've got a curly one for you today. I'd like to give a fine of $5.99 to McDonald's Canada, as that's the price they're charging you for a monstrosity called the Surf and Turf, which is basically a fillet o' fish with two beef patties. I tried one out. I've done the dirty work, so you don't have to.
Yep.
It's no fucking good. Cheers.
So that sounds like it's coming from America, that fine. Did you say that was American? Can you go back to the image, please?
Canada. Sorry, Canada. Unless he's gone through a drive-through, well, and gone, I'm just going to build this myself.
Let me just explain to you. Enjoy taste from the land and sea at the same time, as if you'd ever want to fucking do that, with a new remixed flavor mashup.
Yeah,
like that it sounds like amazing. A music festival made with two juicy 100% Canadian beef patties. You know, and capital letters, a crispy, flaky. Filet-O fish patty made with 100% Alaska pollock, Sean Pollock. It's also topped with two slices of melty processed cheddar.
Why does it say processed?
Tangy pickles, onions, ketchup, and mustard all on a toasty bun.
No. You know, so just for clarity as well, Alaskan pollock is also what they use in the Australian filet-O fish as well. So Alaskan pollock is...
Hang on. So they're importing their fish from Alaska. Yeah. Is that correct?
The best fish in the world comes from Alaska.
So I want you just to consider that, Daniel Cost. When you're munching down on a fillet of fish, this fish is coming from Alaska. Do you think it's fucking swimming here, mate? Like, how do you think they're getting that here? Do you think they're importing that in it?
All right, question for you. Do you like maple syrup?
Not really, actually.
No, maple syrup's elite. Don't. Maple syrup comes from Canada. What is that? Is there anything wrong with having maple syrup from Canada?
Hang on. What?
Maple syrup.
So tell me what maple syrup is.
Syrup from a tree. They literally put a tap into Canadian
maples.
Yeah.
Are they only made in Canada?
Even like
Can we Google that, please? Can
even
we see?
Like the black and gold maple syrup that you buy at Woolworths is made in Canada. Because that's maple syrup. Anyways, what I'm trying to say
is you are comparing the sap of trees to fish.
Oh, do you want to suck some sap out of a tree in Canada all the way here? No, that's gross.
No, that is not the point I'm making whatsoever. The point is one is a live animal.
Trees are alive.
If you eat when they're slightly a bit wrong, you'll have gastro and sickness for days. I'm not sure lot could go wrong with the sap sucked out of a tree from Canada.
Well,
true fact?
This is from the official Canadian government website. So 85% of the world's maple syrup is made in Canada.
I love that.
Because they have the right mix of cold spring nights and warm daytime.
Where's the other 15%, right? That's what I say.
That's like golden syrup, I reckon. I don't think it's like Manuka honey. You can't call, is it Manuka
honey?
What are
you, a fucking like a condiments expert? What are you saying? What are all these words
Manuka
you're saying?
Honey.
Manuka honey. Was it golden
Manuka
syrup?
Honey. Yeah.
How much of these condiments do you have in your pantry?
All of them.
Can we get a bit of a vibe?
Sorry,
check
it's
over?
So hot in here. I'm starting to sweat.
It's not that hot at all.
My YouTube thing's broken, but I'm going to get. Can we listen to the next fine and I'll get to some YouTube chat?
Okay.
Hi, podcast. It's Phil here, long time listener. You know, the bathroom tiler guy again. I want to give a $5 fine to my wife. Look, like a lot of families over the Easter break, we went down south and had a great time. One particular night, though, after we'd put the kids to bed, my wife pulled out a Jenga block tower and said, you know, we should have a couple of games of Jenga while we enjoy a nice bottle of wine. You know, seems, you know, normal things for a couple to do.
Sounds good.
Now, I beat her once, then twice, and then after I beat her for the 10th time straight, she got so angry with me, she threw the Jenga blocks on the ground and I ended up having to sleep on the couch because apparently I was being too aggressive or something with Jenga. So I just wanted to give a $5 fine to my wife because she's a bad sport. All right, thanks, bye.
That's
fair.
Thank
you much, Phil.
Yeah, $5. Take that. If you can't be a good sport when you're playing Jenga, then you don't belong to play. You shouldn't be playing Jenga. Jenga or gender?
And before you get to the YouTube chats, can I just tell you this week's fines were brought to you by West End Plumbing.
Oh, great.
Right? I can confirm that they will be a regular sponsor here at the podcast. We've had a lot of issues with the new facility here at Backchat Studios, and one being we've had no kitchenette, no sink.
Hey, could I have a glass of water? No.
Absolutely not. No, you absolutely can't. You can go and suck it out of a tree out in the front verge or somewhere. You can get the dredger out in the Swan River and you can get it in over here.
Yep.
We've had no kitchenette. Okay. So what do? We call the boys at West End. They go, no worries. We'll come in.
Yep.
We'll rewire the bidet in your bathroom.
So unfortunately, you no longer have a bidet.
Which is, you know, Dan's disappointed about it. But what we can confirm is they've put a kitchenette in and it's fucking amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Just come in clutch, put it in. Hey, how much is it going to cost? Nothing. We got you covered. That's the sort of people they are.
Bloody brilliant stuff. So West End Plumbing, you need any of your plums plumbed, I'll be heading over to West End Plumbing to get yourself sorted.
People are saying, like someone said, no one eats maple syrup, questioning you. Of course everyone eats maple syrup.
I didn't say I didn't eat
someone
it.
Someone did
say like
maple
it.
Syrup stinks.
It does.
I don't know if it like legitimately stinks or if it's just
like
a bad condiment.
Like, it's like, I agree.
What do you put on pancakes?
Plain.
What do you put on waffles?
I couldn't tell you the last time I ate either of those things.
What do you put? What?
Well, not a big breakfast guy. You know this.
Neither am.
Not
yeah,
a big sweets guy.
I never savory. Eat breakfast. But like, you know, Saturday morning, sometimes the kids want pancakes. I make some pancakes. Like what would you put on a pancake?
A lemon, honey and sugar?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you take that?
No, that's very good. But maple syrup is choice 1A.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, just people talking about maple syrup now in the chat.
Okay. We're going to save some of the you send it. We hardly reads it till Friday. We do appreciate those coming in. I've got a couple of good ones in front of me, but we are going to save them till our next episode. So if we could go ahead to the next video, Jaden, and that is our man of the moment.
Ooh, yeah.
If we're talking about Jenga tiles, right, we just had a fine on it. This man knows a thing or two about sucking back things with his tongue and putting his tongue all over wood and Jenga. Just so watch Hammer Breaks. Have a look at this.
4, 5, I'm ready. 3, 2, 1, go.
See, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tricky. It's all right.
What do you have to do? What was the record?
Nick's coming in here.
Most Jenga blocks or five Jenga blocks knocked down with your tongue under 7.8 seconds is the record.
Most or
sorry, it's
four or five
in under 7.8.
Right.
So
five. Four or five.
Five.
So the five Jenga blocks.
The quickest correct. Time to in knock out five Jenga blocks.
In a fully stacked Jenga.
Correct.
So
it was an incredible thing to witness.
Great.
So we haven't. We don't know if he's broken it or not. He's a two-time world record holder.
Should have been three.
If you'd like to tune into that, Hammer Breaks over on YouTube.
Yeah. Right now, you can go and sub on it.
Yeah, very good. Jenga with tongue, which I'm not sure where he's getting these from. And we've got some great guests coming up this week. Thanks to RAC Arena and the West Coast Fever. Mm. Fran Williams and Sunday Ariang join us on the show. Sunday is the first African-born lady to represent her country in netball, that being Australia. She won the World Cup with the Diamonds, also the Commonwealth Games gold medal. And Fran Williams is the captain of the English Roses. So have a little look at how this one's going to go.
At it to this day, I'm just like, wow.
Representing Australia, first African-born lady to do so.
And that cut really deep. And I think I was shocked.
Talk to me about that, because that is just unbelievable.
That will stick with me for the rest of my life.
It's giving me like little goosebumps thinking about that, like how cool that must be.
Must be easy just winning all the time.
No, I'm going to come back and ask about that because
someone's a little sick.
Oh, good vibe.
Yeah, good energy there for the girls. Nah,
you just went solo.
I clipped you. The girls were, it was really great energy and a really good interview if you want to find out. Both really interesting backgrounds. Obviously, Fran from England and then Sunday coming over from Ethiopia. Parents left Ethiopia in war-torn civil war to come over here to give their kids a better life. And one quote that I was really taken back by was her parents brought her here and with her siblings, and they said to her, you can do whatever you like in this life, but you have to do it well. And they weren't strict per se, but whatever she chose to do, whether that be an astronaut, a netballer, a rider, whatever it was, she had to do it well. And she just represented her country for the first time last
year.
So
awesome.
It was pretty cool. If you are interested in the netball, the West Coast Fever's first home game is at RAC Arena Sunday, the 21st of April against the Sunshine Coast Lightning at 12 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time. That is us done and dusted, Daniel.
Yes.
Look, it's been a big show, a long show, but you know what? We're a podcast. We don't have to finish when we can finish whenever we like.
There's no other show coming on straight after this.
And I'm going to finish how we started. If we're not doing enough for you as an audience, please let me know. I expect my email inbox to be absolutely empty in the morning because we couldn't be doing more.
Yes.
There is the Back Chat Ale. Brewed for Backman, relaunch, available now. Shelterbrewing.com.au. Go and buy some now. There will unlikely be any left by the end of the week. I'm not joking on that either. There is merch packs available there. You can buy beers and merch, some of the best merch you'll see on the market. We have our live Shelter Derby special. Mark Reddings, Will Schofield.
The beer will be on tap there.
Brayshaw, Dan Cost.
You get a free pint of it when you get a ticket.
$20
to the event.
Tickets, backchatstudios.com.au. Did we mention the two greatest goal kickers in the modern era, nay, world in Western Australia, Josh Kennedy and Matt Pavlich will be there?
Ooh,
well, I did.
So
now.
Good.
They will be there. A big thanks to our sponsors, Paywise, powering the podcast this year. Tab Touch, gamble responsibly, please. Shelter Brewing Co., best beers on the market. Whippersnapper Whiskey, get a whiskey in you. ID Athletic, make your merch with them. Mumba Digital, making our website go round. All the merch you see is made by Mumba Digital electronically and physically by ID Athletic.
Can I ask a question?
KO Sports, thanks for getting us to the gather round.
What time is the event?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Come for a beer. We'll be on stage at 6:45 at the start of halftime of the Western Bulldogs St Kilda game.
Yes, cool.
We'll be on stage downstairs at Leadable Hotel. Ticket on entry. You can buy tickets on the door, but we'd really appreciate it if you could buy them early so we know how many people are coming. That's pretty much why. Sign up as a Patreon. That'd be appreciated. Full back, half back, back pocket. Don't know how much more I can give you. Hello at backchatpodcast.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.